What's up? 1559 proudly presents the Rundown Love and Hip Hop New York, the official unofficial podcast of VH1's Love and Hip Hop series. I'm one of your hosts, John Robinson, joined by the lovely and talented Michelle Antoinette. How you doing, sweetie?
I'm doing pretty okay. How about
yourself? These kids had a snow day, so I had a snow day, so I'm good. I chilled at the house.
I didn't feel like I understand
there's gonna be really, really cold, and I said, I'm okay with cold. I don't want to drive in the snow though. So,
man, I wish I could not go to work.
Yeah, you don't get that luxury.
I don't get that luxury unless, you know, the internet or some wires freeze or something. But then that'll make it a very boring in the house day. So,
you got your phone.
That's
about it.
That is true.
You got anything before we jump into this?
No, we can go ahead and get started. I'm very confused about some things.
Oh.
It was just going left, then right, then up and down. So I don't know.
I'm confused as well. Okay. Yeah, I think I got like three things I'm confused about. All right. Episode 10, I believe. It's called Sour Grapes. Rich faces the reality of Miracle's legal situation. Jonathan's peaceful trip goes up in flames when Nia Lee bumps head with Sydney Starr and Mariah Lynn. Kimbella questions Yandy's motive in fostering Infinity, and Alexis has a near-death experience. Could they have really pulled off just the episode Upstate? Because they were up there so long to me that I forgot about these other storylines going on. I was like, oh, shoot, I forgot about
it. There was so much that happened. And again, why was Finn there? I felt like they just be like, Finn, hey, we need to go on this trip.
You know what my bigger question was? Real talk. Why was Kimbella there if you ain't got that much time with Jewels?
That's true.
Why were you up there? All right, we start off at the doctor's office. Jonathan is stressed out over that makeup masterclass. That's what it was.
Mariah, why was this a group outing to go get his Botox?
Listen, we got to shoot a scene. Mariah Lynn and Sydney Starr are there. Sydney brings the same party energy that Jonathan cut short. Sydney updates Mariah on her relationship with Nia, claims she didn't believe Nia would be threatened and felt that Nia was coming at her personally, you know, her womanhood. She apologizes to Jonathan, and Jonathan says, listen, I got this winery upstate. I invite the ladies, and he hopes that Sydney and Nia commend things. All right.
We drove 3 hours to hang for 6 hours for me to drive back for 3 hours.
That didn't make any sense.
There was no closer winery. I just feel like there's a closer winery.
Here's my question too.
Vineyard, sorry.
Yes. Did it last season, Jonathan felt a little, I don't know, he wasn't as open about that orgy he had with Anna Yeast.
He was like,
yeah, then it,
and
even
now
at the reunion.
Bring it up every episode, I feel
he was like, oh, this felt like an orgy. They was like, this ain't gonna happen. Then he said, oh man, can we do an orgy? I was like, what is going on? Is that?
Because technically, see, it's a guy.
Yeah, and he tried He talked about that earlier. Like, she is so much fun. I was like, just say she let you suck her titties. That's all you wanted to talk about. All right, Jewels and Kimbella. They're trying to get as much alone time or lovey-dovey time as possible since Jewels' sentencing is just a few weeks away. And it gets interrupted by Debbie, Mama Santana. Since she is Jewels' legal guardian, she got to live with Jewels, with Kimbella too.
Why didn't do that from the beginning?
Yeah, they could have. I felt like you could have skirted past that. So she's asking them questions while they're tonguing each other down. And I asked the timeline, and nobody is tonguing their significant other down in front of parents.
That was so, like, I'm like, disrespectful, kind of.
I was uncomfortable as if these were my kids. I said, what are y'all doing? And it's a big, the house is too big for y'all to be in the family room tonguing. Just go off to your room.
She wasn't there, granted, yes, when they first got it started, but you know she's going to be coming in. You know she technically kind of lives here now. So, I mean, I see a good peck here and there in front of your mom, but like full tongue down. I thought she was going to straddle the digger. Like, I'm like, I'm disrespecting right now. And then I was kind of mad at mom's not being like, hey, I'm standing here. Can y'all chill for like 5 minutes?
She was watching it as if she didn't give birth to Jewels.
This shit's mad weird. That is hella weird to me.
All All right, we go off to Rich, who's already in Mississippi. I mean, when we're doing the description, he's in Mississippi. He drove to the airport. And why do they have that scene? Just to pause. They didn't need the scene with him in the car looking off, and then the next scene he's walking through the hotel room or whatever to talk to Miracle. All right, she's facing 2 to 20 years for this charge, according to a public defender.
And that's a large gap, though.
That is a Comcast cable gap. Like, we'll be at your house from 8 in the morning to 8 p.m.
Yes.
I got to call off for this? Like, what are you talking? When Rich heard about this public defender, he lost his mind, because a public defender would, what is it? I forgot. It's not a murder charge she has. Aggravated assault, maybe, is what it's called. Anyway, she didn't tell Rich because he had just paid her $100,000 bond. You know what I don't like? Maybe most people don't know this, but you only have to pay
10%. 10%.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, in that sense, 10,000, if you get locked up, I don't have 10K just to drop. I promise you I don't. But right. 10K to Rich is a lot smaller than 100,000, what it makes it look like. And Miracle should have put that together saying, oh, he's been on the show for damn 8-9 years. He should have. I mean, just ask him. I'm not thinking she should assume he has it.
Right. But you could ask him.
Yeah, she wants a 2-year probation, but she has to plead guilty. And that raises an alarm, a red flag. He's thinking,
yo, if Rich ain't never made so much sense. I was just like listening to her, like, yo, girl.
So for those who didn't watch, I just love to listen to us recap. When he hears about this, he says, why you don't want to plead guilty? Well, I don't want no felony on my record. He said, what the fuck, you finna run for president or something? And she's like, no, I just don't want it on my record. And I'm looking at her the same way he looking. I said, like, why does it matter? I mean, do you have a job? Are you good? What's your job? You're fine.
Right. Like, what are you?
Yeah.
You have a corporate government job? Like, I was real confused. I'm like, so you would rather plead not guilty
and risk the trial,
possibly go to trial, and possibly have the max, let's just say. And she probably won't get the max because it is her first offense. And it is, you know, if they do her case well enough. You know, but say you got the 20 years compared to, unfortunately, having it on your record, but being on probation for 2 years and being at home with your child or children, apparently.
Yeah. And yeah, you're right. Rich was the voice of reason. Say, you're a black woman in Mississippi and the victim is cooperating. He's like, and then he says, did you think about what would happen if these outcomes go wrong? That, you know, our daughter's going to have to take care of her younger sister. She's only 19.
She was so nonchalant about this at first. It was just like, oh, I mean, it's going to work out.
I watched an episode of Law and Order and CSI.
I was just baffled. Like, I feel like you're not with us, Miracle.
Mm-mm.
I was like yelling at the screen, like, girl.
All right, so back in New York.
I get it, though. Nobody wants to plead guilty if they're not guilty, but you technically shot him, so you're definitely guilty. And it could have been a self-defense. Just get the right lawyer to plead your case.
Yeah,
She was like, well, when I tell my side, what?
Yes, because that worked for all the innocent people who've actually been locked up before. You just got to tell your side. That's what a lawyer in Mississippi can't be that much. Rich got that. And just in, it's not too many metropolitan cities there. It's like, come on, dude, you practicing law.
You know what's so funny when I watch real life court scenes compared to like TV?
Oh, court, real court is boring as fuck.
It looks so congested. It looks like it's just way too many things going on. When you look at the ones on TV, it just seems like it's at one trial. There's no other people in there. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yes.
You got the people who have your back, your spectators, you have the jury, your two lawyers, and your judge, and you, what you call the people that type?
Stenographer? Is that what it was? Stenographer?
I think that's stenographer, yeah. Like, it just seemed more put together. On here, it looked like everybody was in there from murder to DUI.
Yeah.
Like, it was just...
Yo, I went to court, was it once? And so, yeah, I think I went to court once, right? And then, the real quick story, I'm not going to do a side. Oh, Speaking of which, I hope you guys enjoyed last week's episode. We really went off the rails, and I did my best editing that shit. So all that off the rail stuff was at the end. So if you stay past the credits, you got to hear us talk about R. Kelly, Mississippi, and what neighborhoods look like in Chicago. No, what was it? We were talking about if you work, you live in Wisconsin or Indiana because you work in Chicago. All right. So
I didn't know you put that at the end.
Yes.
I just thought you kept it in place.
Yeah, because
does it make sense though? Because I feel like our topics came off of
I edited it, you could tell. Oh, this is where this goes, and this is where it goes. So getting off topic. All right. So look, when I went to court, right, and I'm my last. Well, you guys know Robinson, so I'm at the end. They do this shit in alphabetical order. When you're in court, and I was in it for misdemeanor theft, and I'll get into the story on Equal Opposites one day, but I wanted to plead guilty, right?
You know, you have a lot of random shit that happens in your life. Like every time we talk and you start telling the story, you'll be like, at what part of your life did this happen? Like, what?
I tell people, it was you specifically. I think we were talking about dates or whatever. And I remember telling you one time that I didn't have any funny dates. And you were so disappointed. Like, you don't have no funny stories on dates. I said, the rest of my life is funny. I'm so glad that my dates are just freaking normal. I don't have any like. And then her big boyfriend came up and snatched me up and I had to run off on him. No. So when I was sitting in court.
I have tragic dates. Go ahead.
When I was sitting in court, all I was hoping for is you do this math. You hope that there's the person ahead of you. Don't piss the judge off. And you do the whole, okay, that dude really did some shit and he only got a couple of months. Hopefully I only get this. I wonder if that was what Miracle was thinking. Like, okay, so she really killed somebody and she only got 3 years. He's still alive. Maybe I'm not going to get that much. I really wish we had an internal. She should have got a talking head.
Yeah, why she don't get it?
You know why? They probably, because they want to keep it a secret. So if she's out and we see her talking head, then we know that. She didn't go to jail.
True.
Damn.
That's true.
All right.
I mean, but Love & Hip Hop ain't that smart.
They're not.
Because if they was, they would stop telling me, they would stop these people from posting half the shit they post on their social media for the sake of the TV show.
Mm-hmm.
Like this whole next clip with them like, oh, I want to propose to her. I'm like, and she said yes. Like,
yeah, I know.
And you're married. So moving right along.
I'm trying to figure out when did they shoot? Because the trip looked like it's super cold. Did it get cold early in New York? Let us know. Trip time. Jonathan picks up Mariah and Naya to head upstate. He didn't tell Naya about Sydney.
He kind of annoyed me.
Who?
Sydney. Like, you're not even explaining as to why you think she should give you a third.
A third chance. No, she doesn't.
Yeah, like. You just like, just be my friend. Like, what?
So Jonathan was smart to have separate cars. Kimbella and Sin are another car. They're bonding over nails before they pick up Sydney's quote unquote crazy ass. She's crazy because she's wearing a mini skirt in 30 degree weather. She brings up Naya and gives him the rundown of that. I wrote it here. This close storyline is not that serious for the trip. I'm sorry. It isn't. Cindy's like, if Naya wasn't who she was, I would tell her to kick rocks, but I'm going to play nice for my dreams. And then Mariah said her dream was to go to a vineyard. It wasn't even that far. You couldn't find some dude to take you. I could see Napa Valley, but this is just upstate New York. Come on, calm down.
Well, maybe she wasn't thinking of that type of vineyard. Maybe she was thinking of like a California one. And now that she's going.
They really had to sell this vineyard, y'all, for those who didn't watch it. At one point, they said, isn't it beautiful? I said, a picnic table with some bottles? No.
It was not beautiful. It wasn't presented well. Y'all could have done a little bit better with the staging. I don't know.
I meant to ask how Jonathan is not that old to be getting Botox. I don't understand people getting Botox early, but I guess you do it so you don't look old and then do it. So you keep your youthful glow. It's very strange though. All right, Alexis, especially for a makeup artist.
The things that people do I ain't judging. I ain't got the money. But Botox just don't seem like one of the things I would do. Maybe as of now. I don't know.
I'm always afraid that you won't be able to move your face. You're like, you'll be like, I am smiling. Like, you're not smiling.
I think if like that for like the first couple of hours, and then it fades away. I don't think it just fades like that.
I'm just gonna hope I age gracefully. Alexis Sky. Music career is on hold because she was at lunch with Tekashi and Treyway. And
she
Treyway
be name dropping.
Yeah, Treyway label mates, and the shooting happened. I remember this was in the story. I think this was after Tekashi had got probation for the sexual assault charge. She was with. She's this story's all over the place because she said, "Look, what I Grandma Sky is what I'm calling her." She Grandma Sky said, "Were you in the middle?" She was like, "Well, I wasn't in the middle, but I was right there." They got her to safety. Her grandma tells her, stop posting everywhere you go. But she says, I got to because, no, you don't. You don't.
How I get my money.
Yeah, but she's like, how good are your money going to be when you did?
You can post once you leave.
Yes, that's what you do. And she decides she's going to be an independent artist to make music on her own. So there you go, Alexis. That's all
I'm
we got.
To remember where I went. No, like, no. Saying, like, you know how you go to, like, a restaurant you've never been there before? Whatever. You're like, yeah. Oh, I want to remember this place. So I, like I'll, like, you know, check in that restaurant so I can be like, oh yeah, I did that.
I miss Foursquare. I really miss being the king of something and get. Remember
what happened to Foursquare?
It became Swarm, but they used some places had deals like you check in here, send it out, and you get free chips and salsa. Remember that? All right, so the ladies arrive at the vineyard, picnic tables with bottles. I already talked about it. They go for a walk before daylight ends. And Sydney and Naya talk while the rest of them explore grapes. Sydney asks for one more chance for the friendship. Naya is over it. She sees through it. She's also, listen, you stay on your side, I'll stay on my side, and we'll just play nice, which is cool.
It went all wrong. Like, why didn't you go into it? Like, I need to apologize for how I came. I felt as if you were, if that's what her real story is, I felt as if you was attacking my womanhood, and I was mad, disrespectful about it. That's just, she went in like, can we talk? Can you be my friend? Like, it's no explanation. There's no real apology. You just talking like
third time's a charm.
And then she kept pressing the fact, pushing and pushing. I've not been your friend too, girl. Shut up.
Yeah, she even tries to give her a hug, and Naya says, Jonathan, get your friend. So the ladies head down to a basement or a cellar, I don't know what you call it, to meet Frank. And Frank has the woman stop on grapes. Sydney was worried about her tuck, and it was two to a barrel. Sin was like, y'all feet aren't clean, so I'm not drinking any of this, but I think it doesn't matter.
She said, y'all don't have a pedicure. As if having a pedicure make your feet clean.
I know. So Mariah brings up Yandy to Kimbella.
Mariah, you know I be rooting for you, girl, but this was so far-fetched.
Yeah, adopted Infinity. This, I'm going to break this down before we jump into the for you response. So she brings up Yandy adopting Infinity. She also questions Yandy's motives. And I wrote, what's Mariah's reason? And then she said, oh, well, I was in the system. She actually said this. I think Yandy is rubbing me the wrong way if she's not doing this for the right reason. But you don't know.
You don't know. That was my thing. I'm like, you're going way too hard on Yandy. You already stated that you don't even know
Yandy
her.
No, they've only been cordial, is what she said.
They're cordial. Like, you pretty much know her in passing. You know her because y'all on the same show together. However, I feel like you shouldn't jump to conclusions when you don't know this person.
At all. You have no idea what's going on. Then this is how much she didn't know. So she said, I would hate for Yandy to have Infinity and then in a year or two give her back. It ain't no year or two. She's 16. In 2 years, ain't no giving nobody back.
Exactly.
So you have no idea what's going on.
I was kind of mad at Mariah this episode. I'm like, girl, right there, that was the start. But then when her and the Nia Leigh thing started going, I was like, okay.
Let me be able to woo child. All right, so Sydney begs for again for the friendship. She said, I only flinched to make you shut the fuck up. She said... Oh. That's what she brought up the third chance. Is a third time is a charm, and everybody started laughing like third time. Naya's fed up with Sydney, who is, I think she's already a drunk drinking. And then Mariah sees all this as, Naya's a bully. No, I'm done with it. You don't know nothing. You just see this one interaction we're having. We've had, and you didn't even watch. You weren't there for the makeup class where I walked off like, fine, whatever. I'm done with this. Wasting my time. So we get to this wine tasting later on the night. Cindy is cooling off. Sam went to go talk to her. The rest start drinking. And I can't remember if Jonathan, he starts talking about their dysfunctional friends. But I can't remember what Mariah was talking. Was she referring to Yandy with, a salt of grain instead of a grain of salt. Jonathan had a mess up too. He's like, yo, boy. Kim calls Yandy fake, and Jonathan really saying, yo, you called me messy, and now you're talking about somebody who's not even here.
Yeah, I was so team
Jonathan.
Jonathan in this little section.
Yeah, Mariah joins in. Then Kim exits to go check in on Sin. And Jonathan says, listen, no matter what, how Kim feels about her, I'm going to be team Yandy if he had to make a decision. And then Naya jokes and says, if you had to make a decision, you'll pick me. Mariah feels hurt for some reason. I took it as a joke. It wasn't, to me, it wasn't serious. So she's like, oh, I'm going to get up. And then Naya just says, whoo, child.
Yo, they just picked her up and carried her on her way.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, she returns.
Like, I can't wait. I hope she watched this episode back and be like, damn, that was dumb. Yes. Because I was just like, why are you so mad? Did they edit something that we missed?
Jeez, what was her point of coming back? So I'm going to sit down so you can see me. For what? For what?
She said the wind whistled. Ooch. The wind carried the words in my head. I saw it was like a cartoon. I saw the wind swirl. And then Wu Chow just floating across it down the way to Mariah Lynn's ear.
Security splits them up. Mariah says, I'm trying to elevate. Naya claims Mariah knows how to push her buttons. And this, a lot of this is making sense. So Mariah, this, I never understood this part. Mariah insult to Naya was calling her a stripper ass bitch. Like, Cardi? Like, what how is that an insult? Naya threw a glass.
First of all, that's not an insult for people who enjoy doing what they do.
Yeah, stripper ass bitch.
Yes, that is my profession, or was my profession. Next.
Yeah, so Jonathan tried a lot to calm her down. Then Mariah says, you think you tough because he sliced you up, which is a really...
He was pushing all the buttons.
Yeah, Naya goes off. She cries, doesn't want to talk to anybody. The ladies ask what happened. Old Naya and new Naya leave. And that's how we end. Yes. Yeah, but I thought they were staying. This was really a throwaway of a trip. I really thought they were going to stay for a weekend. And I really don't understand why Kim Bella's there when she know her man about to go to jail any moment now.
This whole episode was a throwaway for me. Like, I felt like it was a filler. Outside of the whole Rich and Miracle thing, like, I felt like it was a filler episode.
All right, how about this? I don't know how these contracts work, but could this episode worked better if it was reversed where we got more Rich and Miracle instead of that trip? So we could have saw Rich meet, talk to Miracle's close friends, family, his, you know, her mom and dad, and just get, you know, have a Sunday dinner in Mississippi and him talking like, what do y'all think we should do? What happened? Blah, blah. Because we really got two scenes. The next scene is really confusing. God. So Rich gives Miracle some words of encouragement on the way to court. They don't see the lawyer. She goes to talk to somebody. Was that the lawyer? Who was that lady?
Assuming that was a lawyer.
Okay, so she says there's a conflict with the prosecutors.
Miracle don't ask enough questions.
She acting like jail ain't for real, but no. Okay. She said when they're done talking, we have a correct date. She has to sign some papers. She goes back to sit down. He said, so what's going on? Did you ask about the plea day? She said, no. And then she said, they're not comfortable with offering anything right now. I think this is when the lady comes back and sits down. But, they have an open plea, which means pleads guilty. Rich is confused. And Miracle still signs some papers. I have no idea what she signed.
I was like, that girl over there signing her life away and she don't even know it because you don't ask any questions.
Yeah. So you know what people don't understand too? A lot of people don't. Your public defender doesn't get paid that much, right? Mm-hmm. So all they're trying to do is close cases. Mm-hmm. They're not going to fight for you if they don't think they can win. So if she gets her to sign the paper, blah, blah, whatever, all she's doing is building up her repertoire so she can go join a firm and become a prosecution. And she's like, look at all these cases I signed and got closed, and you move on. And then you start doing the hard work because you're getting paid some real money. So they all exit. Rich questions this short time that she has in her mind. This where Miracle starts crying. She's thinking about this time. And reality sinks in and Rich is saying, listen, we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. And I was so confused because I don't know what the hell happened. I just know, what the fuck you signed the papers for? All I was saying to myself, you don't know what you're doing.
Not asking enough questions. I was so mad. I think I just yelled at this TV the whole episode. Like, girl, you don't even know what you signing, why you signing. Why was there a plea deal yesterday, but it's not one today? Why don't you care enough to ask?
Yeah, I don't know why she's... Listen, I understand the power of prayer, but sometimes you go get what you ask for.
That prayer before you shot dude? Like, what's going on?
She really got this, well, I didn't kill him attitude. Like, he's still alive.
Like that's going to save her life. Like, you know what? You didn't kill him, so we're going to let you slide. That's not how this works. Whew. You committed a crime.
I pray for the black people in Mississippi.
I mean, it probably was a self-defense, but I feel like you're not pushing that hard enough.
All right, so
you're
next.
You're not even making me feel bad for you on this TV show.
No.
You know how sometimes you can, like, watch something, and you be like, oh, man, I get where they were coming from. Oh, my God, like, you know, you building up this fan base so Scott's going to support you, et cetera, et cetera. Right now, I'm like, girl, I don't know what to tell you.
Next time, Sydney is ready to cut it off, but she doesn't have the money. She goes to Rich, but Rich is more worried about her actions than what she's packing.
I was gonna say, girl, Rich don't care about this right now. This is the last thing on his mind.
I don't care how good a friend is. For you to come to me for 30 to 40 and it's not an investment opportunity for me, I'm good. Me cutting your dick off ain't got shit to do with me.
Right. And they're going to make you a better rapper.
No, Maggie wants to do music again. I'll be forgetting about these people, y'all. Please, Love & Hip Hop New York, stop it.
When she popped up, I was like, oh, yeah, it's y'all.
But Mano isn't all in and Juelz proposes. So that is it. Let's get into news and rumors. Okay, let's start off with Tia Marie. I'm so disappointed in Tia Marie. I'm really upset about this. According to court documents obtained by The Blast, a Los Angeles judge has ordered that because Marie failed to appear for a scheduling hearing in the case earlier this month, the court determined she has failed to prosecute her case. So, in layman's terms, that case she had against Akbar has been dropped. The judge noted that 50 Cent was already dismissed, but now Marie's ex-boyfriend, Akbar Abdul Ahad, who she claimed conspired with the rapper to leak a sexually graphic video of her, is completely free from the battle and the case is closed. She's not helping her case when people said, you did this for a storyline. Mm-hmm. And it is the problem with this is, this shit is too real. This happens all the time. And all you did was give the other side more fuel to be like, see, these chicks be lying. They just want to.
Yeah.
Why play with this? If you weren't for real with it, you held a press conference with Lisa Bloom. You didn't have a fake lawyer. You had somebody who's in the forefront, and you can say what you want about her chasing the spotlight, but she's still legitimate. Like that, that's she can't come back. If I'm older, I'm like, we letting you go because you played around. You used
played
us
too much. You're probably back with Akbar. Could you imagine?
Yes, I can.
Next season, yes. That part I can't.
That's why she didn't press charges because she back
next
with him.
Season, yeah, look that. That's how Roman gets
started. Juelz Santana's bothering me too. He's requesting his surrender date of January 30th. That's when he's supposed to go in. So two more days. Yep, 2019 to be extended by a month. Do you know why he wants to be extended by a month?
Valentine's Day.
No, he wants permission to travel to Georgia to attend a filming of a Tyler Perry reunion.
I'm sorry, what?
The document states, Mr. James seeks to attend the filming of Tyler Perry reunion in Atlanta, Georgia. This event is connected to his participation in the television show Love & Hip Hop. It is crucial to his professional career that he be able to participate. It will provide closure for him as he embarks on his term of imprisonment. The rapper argues he was given short notice by officials and never received his official prison paperwork. He's pleaded that by giving him 1 month extension, it will allow him to finish up some business regarding his career and wrap up time with his family. Can Bella tell your man to go to jail so he can get out quicker? Stop delaying this shit. And for Tyler Perry, what are you talking about?
Yeah, that just took me out. I'm sure Tyler understands.
I saw this story and I said, bro, why you just don't want to go in and get it over with? I understand if it's some money, but this, are we trying to get an extra scene out of Love & Hip Hop? Finally, we'll wrap up with Alexis Guy requested on social media today to send prayers and positive thoughts to her daughter, Alaya Grace, who was in surgery early Monday morning. The surgery went well. She said, thank you, God. Thank you, everyone, for your prayers. Lele is good. So,
aww.
We don't ever have positive news. So there we go. Hope you enjoyed the episode. You can tweet me at What and Only. You can tweet Shell.
At Thank You Shell. You can follow me on Instagram and you can follow me on Snappity Chat at I Mia with the Z Shell.
Make sure you follow the website 1515F. Check out our other podcast. Oh man, I never say this, but you guys should go to if you ever want to check out the back catalog of episodes, they're all on 1515F because I know iTunes and a lot of other places only keep the last 100. So if you ever want to go back to season 2 of Atlanta and just listen to us wax poetically about Stevie J and you can do that. Until next time, guys, I say peace, she says
bye. Bullshit, I'm calling bullshit. I'm from New York where they bullshit and keep it pushing. My teacher bet I'd be a hood, on my bet I would. And I saw a way out and I took it. They overlook me, I caught them looking. Back and we doing numbers. My niggas help me sweep the ball like I'm with the thunder. I know some niggas from my hood, never leave the jungle. They say they trying to see the world, but it's Stevie Wonder, can only wander. The meeting is at 4, but I'll be late. I had to blame it on the MT8. Ozzy called and hit me with the yurt, so I hit him with the yurt. Said we been through all the worst, we about to break the curse. I got niggas on my jack asking me to do a verse. Either debit or it's cash or whatever you prefer. Now it's let me hit you back, I get money on the first. Soon as I get paid from work, we can work. Bullshit, I'm calling bullshit. I'm from the Bronx where they bullshit and keep it pushing. My teacher bet I'd be a hood, I might bet I would. And I saw a way out and I took it. They overlooked me, I caught them.